later mindset. But that only got me an academic warning, mandatory tutoring sessions, and a run-in with law enforcement. So I'm trying to buckle down, do the smart thing, study and whatnot. God knows school is not my thing, but I'm almost done, thank fuck. When I ring the doorbell, I'm beaming the biggest, brightest smile. But a second later, when he opens the door, he frowns, his dark hair falling into his deep brown eyes. Happy birthday, babe! Ignoring whatever weirdness is going on, I throw my arms around his neck. I missed you. He smells so good, like spicy cologne and man.
Tori.
His arm comes around my back in a stiff hold. I wait for the passionate kiss, for him to rip off my clothes like he usually does. Except he just stands there. What's going on? I lean back and look at him. He's still frowning. And then he glances down at his watch. Late for something? You'd think he hadn't been gone for 2 weeks. I know we've only been dating 6 months, but he's given me jewelry, real jewelry, not that costume crap, and says he wants to marry me someday. Hello, he spoons me after sex sometimes. That has to mean something, right? And he usually makes me come. He's probably batting in the high 400s, and my trigger does not go off easily, so I'd say these are good signs. But before I can ask him why he's being weird, he ushers me into the house. I turn and find him peering down the driveway, his dark eyes shifting from one side of the street to the other. He clears his throat and closes the door. A muscle twitches in his jaw.
Sorry, hot stuff. I'm meeting a contractor in a bit. Wasn't expecting you.
Relief washes through me. No worries. Thought I'd stop by on my way to work. I have an hour. I waggle my eyebrows at him, and he nods, glancing at his watch again.
That should be enough time.
For me to rock your world? Oh, yeah. By the time my back hits his mattress, all thoughts of his birthday and the unopened present sitting in the living room fly right out the window. I don't care that we're skipping straight to the main course. I don't even care that he hasn't told me he missed me. It's his birthday. He can do this any way he wants. So he didn't call me much while he was away. I know work has kept him busy. He owns property all over Texas and commutes often between Dallas and Austin to manage a new housing development he and his family are building. I love that he's motivated and on top of his shit. At least one of us is. Jamie peels off his t-shirt, putting those gorgeous muscles on display. A sigh escapes me as he wedges himself between my thighs. His rough jeans scrape my skin, but I don't care. In the 2.2 seconds we've been in his bedroom, he's managed to strip me of most of my clothes, except for my black lace bra and thong, which he eyes appreciatively before he presses himself against me.
Missed you, sugar plum.
He whispers against my neck. Warm fuzzies fill my chest. Of course he missed me. I knew he did. The moment his lips touch mine, we're in a frenzy to get closer, and the Jamie who makes me come undone is back. His hand fists my hair, and he's sucking on my neck and grinding his cock against me. I'm lost in a haze of lust, until something slams down the hall. Was that the front door? His whole body goes rigid. Jamie! A female voice yells out. I'm home, baby! It's my turn to frown, especially when I see the expression on his face. Fuck, he grunts.
Get up. Put your shit on.
He leaps off the bed like an Olympic runner at the sound of the starting gun and tosses my shorts and tank top in my face. I'm still processing what's happening when he closes the bedroom door, but yells,
I'm coming! Be there in a sec!
Who is that?